ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن مع كل إنسان ملكين يحفظانه فإذا جاء القدر خليا بينه وبينه وإن الأجل جنة حصينة.
Amirul Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "With every individual, there are two angels who protect him. When destiny approaches, they let it have its own way with him. Certainly, the appointed time is a protective shield against the events which occur before it."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. You know, dear brothers and sisters, we find that sometimes in our lives, because of a certain factor or variable, we tend to find fault with a certain thing, or we tend to speak ill of a certain thing. Now, what is interesting is that sometimes we find fault with a certain thing and we speak ill of a certain thing, mostly because we don't have knowledge regarding that said thing. So, for example, so that we don't talk just conceptually, you know, sometimes we tend to fear that which we have no knowledge of. And let's now take it to another practical level. When it comes to Islam, why is most of the world fearful? Or I don't want to say most of the world is fearful, but that part of the world or that segment of the population of the world that is fearful of Islam, why are they fearful of Islam? Now, we find that for the most part, if you ask these people who are afraid of Islam what Islam is, they won't have an answer for you. And that is because they have no adequate knowledge of Islam. The only thing that they know about Islam and about Muslims is that which has been brainwashed into them by the mainstream media. So here, Imam Ali alayhi salam and his beautiful universal persona says that whoever fails to know something, they are deprived of its knowledge. And because of this deprivation of knowledge regarding to know something, an individual begins to find fault with that thing and they begin to speak ill of it. So very beautifully, this statement from Imam Ali alayhi salam, this universal persona, of course, when we look at Imam Ali's persona, we find how the acquirement of knowledge, the implementation of knowledge, the practicality of knowledge is really encompassed in the persona of Imam Ali. And here, Imam Ali alayhi salam, this first divinely appointed imam, teaches us how when somebody doesn't know something, that is usually when they start to find fault with it and they start to speak ill of it. And thus we connect it to our discussion. Islam across the world is spoken ill of and people find fault with it because they do not have the adequate and appropriate knowledge when it comes to Islam, and so a duty of every single Muslim is to be able to show the correct face of Islam in whatever manner that they can. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away, and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي
فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
He was a man of taqwa, God consciousness, epitomized in all his actions and words. He would define taqwa as ta'atun lil jaleel, obedience to the Almighty. وَعَمَلٌ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ And to work with whatever has been revealed. وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادِ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ And to be prepared for the day of Qiyamah. He was a man that was not only born in the house of Allah, martyred in the house of Allah, but he was all the epitome of Tawheed and the oneness of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. The voice of human justice. The man who would seek to implement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws everywhere around, wherever he would deal with people. Once he saw, whilst walking with Qambar, a family that were in distress. He went to help this particular lady with her orphans. He prepared the food for them. He played with the children. And when Qambar, his servant, said, "Oh, Master Ali, why did you do this?" He said, "I saw them crying. I wanted them to be delightful and happy." The father of the orphans, the man of generosity and kindness, the individual who would espouse love, compassion, consideration and servitude towards the others, praised in the Quran, him and his family for giving others what he needed himself. He gave the poor, he gave the captive, and he gave the needy their food on three consecutive days. Here we have an imam who would teach us and say famously, people are of two kinds, النَّاسُ صَنْفَانِ أَمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ People are either your brothers in faith or equals in humanity. When it comes to spirituality, the immense values of his du'as and his communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wonderful words that are immensely powerful when you and I recite them in munajat, when it comes to his brilliant courage and his valor, and the fact that he was the most important companion of the Holy Prophet of Islam in every single battle, the fact that he would always be thinking about Islam first, then himself, about the well-being of others, then himself. Ali ibn Abi Talib was a man of God, a man chosen by Allah, dedicated his life to Allah, was martyred for Allah, and today a visitor who comes here pays their respect to Ali ibn Abi Talib, seeks that goal of being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being of ibadullah, just as perfectly as the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib indeed was.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.